Homes being built in Turner Valley are the subject of controversy among locals. A development approved by the Town of Diamond Valley Municipal Planning Commission is set to see the town build 3 duplexes with secondary suites, 3 fourplexes and 2 row houses at 302 George Street. SW. Barb Savage, who filed a notice of appeal in response to the decision, said the town would be creating a major problem for the existing community by approving the development. We always knew that that parcel was zoned for multi and we knew at some point it was going to be developed as multi, said Savage, who bought her property in Turner Valley in 2009. But what's happening now is they're going over multi. They want more secondary units, they want to extend the height limit from 10 meters to, I think it's 12.4 meters, which I think is a smidgen over 40 feet. There's just not sufficient parking to accommodate all that is being proposed in there, so it's those variances that we are appealing, she added. Savage stressed the inconvenience the project would cause her and her neighbors, saying it would interfere with their access to the road. We've only got one way in and one way out at the present time, she said, and this development supposedly has to be, if approved by the appeal board, has to be commenced this year and has to be finished within 2 years. And like I said, all we have is one way in and one way out. The notice of appeal filed by Savage cites bylaws stating that secondary units are not to generate traffic uncharacteristic to the residential area, and that this proposed development does not show due regard to the compatibility of the property use with existing uses on or adjacent to the site. Regarding the types of housing units being built, Savage said that her fellow concerned residents haven't been able to get a whole lot of information like that from the planning department, but that she assumes they will be the more affordable homes or housing. Savage added that her concerns with the development go beyond just the variances. I think it's fact, isn't it, that the federal government and the provincial government are giving money to have developers come in and develop properties, she said. Now, whether or not this one is doing that, like I said, we haven't gotten any information from the town, so I have no idea if that's what they're doing. The appeal meeting will be held, on behalf of the town of Diamond Valley, by the Intermunicipal Subdivision and Development Appeal Board on Monday, April 8 at 1 p.m. at the Council Chambers of Diamond Valley. Savage encourages concerned residents to attend.